The content shared on Your Life, Your Wealth Network reflects the views of the host and guests of the program only and are not necessarily the views of Cordasco Financial Network or its advisors. This media production is educational in nature and should not be construed as financial, legal, or tax advice or a solicitation or presentation of sale of any financial products or services. Please consult a professional prior to making any financial, tax, or legal decision.
Welcome to the Your Life, Your Wealth Network, helping you find clarity and comfort for your life and wealth. Now, here's your host, financial advisor and CEO of Cordasco Financial Network, Steve Cordasco.
And welcome to the Your Life, Your Wealth podcast. Thrilled to be with you. Joining me will be Dennis Jablonski, who is our retirement specialist at Cordasco Financial Network. We're going to be talking about today a new program in the state of New Jersey and other states, maybe a state you're in as well, where employers who have employees will be forced to have a retirement program set up for those employees. And for those of you who might be in business who are concerned about this, there's some positives and negatives to some of the programs that are out there. And there is now a government program in the state of New Jersey that will force you to enroll your employees in if you do not have a plan. Dennis, let's talk about it. How does the New Jersey Secure Choice program work?
Well, Steve, thank you very much for having me. And it is big news, and it's government getting involved, and it's a good thing. So employers such as yourself put retirement plans in place for the benefit of their employees. But statistically, less than 47% of companies in the state of New Jersey offer a retirement plan to their employees. So think about that stat alone. It's pretty big. And now we have the state coming in and mandating, saying, hey, listen, if you don't have one, here's what's going to happen. This New Jersey Secure Choice Plan will take all of your W-2 employees who are eligible to participate, including part-time workers, and the program auto-enrolls that employee at 3% automatically, which means that unless the employee proactively opts out, they will automatically be enrolled to contribute 3% of their pre-tax income into the plan.
Up to a certain amount of money?
It's up to $6,000.
Okay. Any catch-up provisions in there? Like the 401k has a catch-up provision. Any catch-up provisions in this program?
There is a $1,000 catch-up provision.
If you're over 50, then you can add $7,000.
Correct.
Are there any employer matches? Like for our 401k, Cordasco Financial Network, we match up to a certain dollar amount that employees put in. Is there any matching in the New Jersey Secure Choice program?
No, there is no opportunity for an employer to match, which is one of the negatives, right? It's a less of an incentive for the employee to really maximize their worth by trying to get as much money into a retirement 401k plan as possible.
Now, I don't know. I'm kind of torn between the government coming in and saying you're forced to have a retirement program for employees. The reason we have a retirement program is, one, we're pro-savers. We welcome that. We're in the world of helping people navigate their life and wealth, and therefore we're advocates for having good retirement savings vehicles. But I'm not an advocate for forced, right? And if you want to compete, having a retirement program, a good, healthy retirement program for your employees to participate in helps attract good employees. But what was the statistic again? How many companies don't opt to have a retirement program for their employees?
47% of the companies in the state of New Jersey. This is according to the Pew Charitable Trust research piece.
What they're doing is they're coming in and saying, look, you don't have one set up. We're going to mandate that you need to make sure your employees are enrolled. So what happens with that? Now the employer is on the hook for this state program to make sure the employees are enrolled?
Yes. Companies who fail to comply with this mandate by the end of the year could be subject to a fee up to $500 per eligible employee.
So this program was designed for companies with 25 or more employees. And if this falls through the cracks and it gets away from you and you don't do it or you weren't aware of it, you could get hit with almost $13,000 if you have 25 employees in penalties for not signing your employees up.
That's correct.
Wow. So the reason we're hosting this topic today is to make you aware that by the end of this year, 2021, if you're an employer and you don't have a retirement plan like a 401k or a qualified retirement program set up, you must, there's no option here, you must enroll your employees in the program by December 31st, 2021, or be prepared to potentially pay a penalty of up to $500 per employee, which would be a minimum of almost $12,500.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive. Absolutely.
What action do the employers need to take to comply with the New Jersey Secure Choice Savings Program mandate? It's a mandate.
It is a mandate. So presently, the employee would submit census data to the New Jersey Secure Choice Plan, and they'd have to do that annually, meaning they'd have to track eligibility for all the employees, provide enrollment packets to all the employees 30 days after the date of hire, track whether each employee is opting in or opting out. If they don't set up this opt-out within 30 days, then they have to set the 3% payroll deduction. There's a lot of administrative burden for this employer to make sure that he or she is doing everything that he or she is supposed to do and then maintains it on an ongoing basis. Steve, he has to do it annually, right? It's a heavy lift, but at the end of the day, it's good for the employee to have something to be able to put money away for their retirement. And the state, to your point, they are forcing it. But if you look at the intent of the program and of the plan, it is for the little guy. It is for the employee. It is giving them a chance to put some money away.
Now, there is a little bit of a positive here, too, is that if you look at the state-run program, even though there is some administrative work, crossing T's, dotting I's from an employer, it's a free program. It doesn't cost the employer anything.
That's true. So the administrative costs are minimal, if at all. That's one of the benefits. Some of the less than optimal benefits are from this New Jersey Secure Choice versus a traditional 401k, some things that the New Jersey Choice will not allow. They will not allow a Roth contribution. And we know, Steve, with the 401k plans that we administer, that there's an advantage for an older employee to make some Roth contributions or to split their contribution. The New Jersey Secure Choice will not allow any loans. We also know that the plans that we work with, a lot of the employees who get into a financial bind will sometimes go and tap into their 401k savings. And that sometimes is a good thing to help them through that because they are basically borrowing money from themselves and paying it back. Employer exclusions. There's no employer exclusions with New Jersey Secure Choice. You can opt out. But if you want it to be excluded from the plan, you're either all in or you're all out.
So if an employee opts out, that means the employee is not part of the savings program.
Well, they can't put in a 1%, Steve. So 3% is pretty hefty, as we know. We do try to make sure that we recommend that employees maximize as much as they can into their contributions. But sometimes 1-2% is where you start, and then you build from there. If you can't do the 3% and you opt out, there's no wiggle room there. You can't participate into the plan until you're willing to put the 3% all in.
So it's you can't do one, can't do two, you got to do three.
That's correct.
And some folks with a 401k elect to do smaller amount, 1-2%, right, because maybe they just need extra dollars, or they have some system where they might be paying down some debt, things like that. So what's interesting here, too, is that if you're an employer, Mr. or Mrs. business owner, they're not allowed to participate in the program.
Correct.
Which makes it interesting, because if you want to go out and set up your own program, you might be subject to lawsuits that your program is better than the state program.
And the other negative to this that I see, Steve, is the assistance with the administration. It's going to fall directly on the employer. So whether the HR director, whoever the employer is, they need to make sure that they maintain, first the documents need to be set up, and then you maintain the documents, and then you have your payroll integration. And So there's a lot going on there, and this choice plan is a viable option, and it is good. But at the end of the day, it is a much more cost-efficient way to consider putting a plan in place. But when you take a step back and you look at all of the intricacies of running a plan, it does become a bit complicated.
I kind of view it as automobiles. You take a good 401k program, like I know the programs that you tend to show are Vanguard programs and low cost, high quality, good programs, 401k programs, Dennis. I know when you go out and talk to business owners, many of which I connect you with, or we have a lot of people we help who are business owners, and you go out to present three or four different types of 401k programs, they tend to be Cadillac-esque when you're thinking about automobiles. They tend to be higher quality, better vehicles. I view this New Jersey Secure Choice program sort of like you're going out and you're getting a jalopy. You know, I got to get myself back and forth to work. Right. I want something that doesn't cost anything, and it's just got to get the job done for me. And that's what this does. So at 47% of business owners in the state of New Jersey do not have a retirement plan, I would bet that maybe a fraction of them, maybe 30% of those, are 25 employees and up. So this will force that group to have to do something. And it'll come down to whether or not you want to just get the job done with a jalopy, which is going to be very cost effective for you. There's no doubt about it. You're going to have some maintenance to it, right? Because you got to keep that jalopy from, right, you know, you got to keep it running. So you might have to put some side expense into it. That's what an employer will have to do with this state mandate and this program that they're forcing on the business owners. There will be some behind the scenes maintenance, but the maintenance won't be as expensive as it would be to take that Cadillac or fancy car in to get it worked on, right? Because the 401ks that are the better 401k programs, even though they're low cost funds in there, like I think, Dennis, you run a couple of them that have primarily Vanguard and low cost mutual funds, but there is administrative costs to most 401k plans. Can you talk about that? Since we are trying to compare and contrast these two programs, 401ks, no doubt, are more expensive than this New Jersey Secure Choice program, correct?
That's correct. So to your description, to buy the jalopy seems like a great idea on the front end because you're saving money. But what eventually happens after you buy that jalopy and get into it, within 6 months, something usually breaks down. And now all of a sudden you're digging into your pocket, because now you have to maintain that jalopy and you have to go out there and you have to make sure that you buy the new tires and the chassis, and there's usually something that happens. So the same thing with a 401k. And the nice thing about what we do, Steve, is we have no proprietary restrictions at all. So we sit with the business owner, we sit with their C-suite, we sit with the whole team, and then we customize the approach, which whatever it is that's going to be the benefit, not only of the employees, but also the employers, because the employer is, and of course, an employee of said company. So we want to make sure that we maximize their contribution levels also. So we sit and we try to customize the best approach for the plan. With any good 401k plan, there are administrative costs, there are expenses involved. But what's nice, once again, what we do in the fee-based environment that we work in on an everyday basis is that we're totally transparent. And when we go out and we sit with business owners, we're able to show them multiple plans and be able to tell them the pros and cons and the costs of getting involved in each one of these record keepers in the plans, and then how we partner with those employers to not only help them, because let's face it, Steve, you're a business owner, you're running your business. The last thing that you really need to be overwhelmed with are the administrative burdens of running a 401k plan. You're running your business. You need somebody to help partner with you to help run the 401k plan that runs in conjunction with the business. And that's what we do.
And if you're a business owner, you need to know what your state particularly is mandating. New Jersey mandates this. You have until the end of 2021 to make sure your employees have some type of retirement program. So if you don't have a 401k or a qualified retirement program and you have 25 employees or more, you got some work to do. And by default, you can go with the state choice savings program, or you can shop for a 401k or qualified retirement program so that you have another offering available to look at when you're comparing the two. This is a mandate. At the end of this year, you have 25 employees or more. You got to have a retirement plan set up at your place of business for your employees. You can go with this skinny plan, which is the state-run program, or you can look at a plan that's got some meat on it. But here's what I envision. You're sort of poking the bear as a business owner with 25 employees or more, because what normally happens, if you don't have a retirement plan, it usually goes like this. The majority of your employees could care less. They're not going to participate. They're not knocking on your door for a retirement plan. You don't want to spend the money. You don't want to get involved in this whole having to deal with retirement savings. But your world just changed because the state is saying it's now the law. It's a mandate. And the mandate is you need to have a retirement program. And if you don't, we're going to hit you with fines and penalties. But what happens, and the reason why you probably don't have one, is because the majority of your employees, you think, could care less. But now you're poking the bear. When you put a program in place, guess what happens? People start to talk that work for you. And if you have 25 employees or more, trust me when I tell you this, when you let them know that you're putting a retirement savings program in place, and it's the New Jersey Choice Savings Plan, and if you don't want it, you can opt out. You'll get all those employees to opt out because they don't want anybody holding their money. They have trust issues, whatever it might be, or they just need the money in their pocket, not in a savings vehicle. You will get a small percentage who knock on your door to say, this program stinks. I want to put money away. How come it doesn't have a match? How come I can only do 3%? How come I can only do 7,000 as a catch-up? The deficiencies will start to be exposed. And so as an employer, the state of New Jersey is forcing you to have this discussion with your employees. And when you then open that Pandora's box, you better be prepared for what's likely to come. Because trust me when I tell you, Dennis, right? We've been doing this a long time, helping business owners navigate the retirement work-related programs. When you open that Pandora's box and you open this discussion, the unexpected will happen. You will hear from some of your employees who want to talk about the quality of the plan that you've put in place for your employees. So you might have a lot of employees who could care less and they want to opt out. A lot of times they're marginal employees, and usually there's key employees that are very valuable to your organization, and you have to be prepared for them to maybe be a little disgruntled if they're not happy with the New Jersey Secure Choice Savings Program and the mandate. Hey, if you're a business owner, this is a great price point. You're getting it for free. You do have to do some back office work. There is some paperwork to shuffle around. There are things you need to do if you are held under an audit or you have an issue with not complying with this mandate. So there is some record keeping that needs to be done, but it's the cost of all of that. And this program is much less than a retirement vehicle that you would set up.
And Steve, the Secure Act, which is the Setting Up Every Community for Retirement Enhancement Act of December 19, now includes a provision that gives substantial tax credits to businesses that intend to start a retirement plan, including 401k. And that tax credit can be as high as $16,500. And that means that that's just not a tax deduction. It's a tax credit, which is actual money in the employer's pocket.
A credit is actual dollars that you use against your tax bill.
So the retirement tax credit is designed to offset up to 50%. And I said 50% of the cost of starting a retirement plan for the first 3 years. The purpose of the tax credit is to make it much easier to provide a retirement plan for their employees.
A lot of employers don't know that the tax credits are out there. So for those smaller plans, and they call them under 100 employee plans, that could be very beneficial. So bottom line is this: New Jersey is a state that is mandating, forcing employers with 25 or more employees to have a retirement program. I would tell you, you need to know what your options are as a business owner. And there is cost savings to go with the state program, but it's not a robust program. It's a bare bones basic program. And if you want to do it because of cost, you need to evaluate that. But don't discount the fact that if you set up a good quality retirement program, like a 401k or other qualified programs, you get tax credits, not breaks, credits to use against your tax bill. Hey, Dennis, thanks so much. And thanks for all the good work you're doing helping educate business owners on the retirement program options, regardless of what state. We just happen to be talking about New Jersey right now because they're the ones with a very bold mandate with a deadline by the end of 2021 for business owners. So I appreciate all you do. I appreciate you bringing this topic to the table today because you reached out to me and said, hey, Steve, there's something going on out here that people want to hear us talk about. You've talked to many business owners who are saying, hey, can you educate us on the fact that we're hearing rumblings that I'm being forced as a business owner to offer my employees a retirement plan and I must put them in the program and it's up to them to opt out. I'm nervous about that. How do I do this? I'm forcing them in because the state's forcing me to put them in, but they have the option to opt out. And if they don't go in and opt out, 3% is going to be taken out. They're going to be knocking on my door screaming and yelling, where'd my money go? Thanks for being here and sharing some of the facts with us.
My pleasure, Steve. Thanks for having me as always.
If you're a business owner or an employee of a company with 25 or more employees that does not have a retirement plan, feel free to reach out to us. We can give you more information on this topic. We can help you have a conversation with your employer. Or if you're an employer, we can help you navigate the options that are out there. So feel free to reach us at asksteve@cfnplan.com. That's asksteve@cfnplan.com. Have a great week. Looking forward to talking to you next week on the Your Life, Your Wealth podcast with me, Steve Cordesco.
If you're interested in learning more about applying the principles we discuss to your personal financial circumstances, please visit Cordesco Financial Network at cfnplan.com.